Laura DeFada.
What's your affiliation with the university?
I have a son who's a student here, and I have one who just graduated last year.
What made you want to come out to this event tonight?
Well, I'm concerned about the trajectory of America, for one thing, and I'm concerned about truth in simple terms. It's profound the way we have abandoned truth largely in academia, and it's affecting society, families, the family unit, kind of the way we see ourselves, the way children understand their own innate selves. So I just wanted to hear Matt kind of speak into that. Mm-hmm. And also, I wanted to be here as an encourager to students, you know, who are seeking truth as well.
And how do you see about what happened as far as the event goes? What do you think happened here tonight?
I think we were encouraged to think about this issue in terms of just kind of the bedrock way we understand how to approach it, how to fundamentally think through. We've been bombarded so quickly and so kind of in such layered ways through media and through social media about how we should think about it. And we need to understand better how to think about it in terms of, like he said, truth. You know, just standing on truth. Like, what is a man? What is a woman? And kind of teasing out what their terminology, the left terminology is, versus what the true terminology should be, and how we should think through it and even use the words we speak. So I think that's really helpful. It's just helping me kind of think through things and learn how to approach it relationally with others and in my own family.
Yeah. I know I was talking to a couple people ahead of this about the event. I was like, what are you looking forward to about the event? And they mentioned the word discourse and talking about we need to have a space to talk about these ideas.
Right.
Do you think something like that happened tonight? Do you think there was really discourse tonight? Or do you think that was something we saw?
I think, for one thing, I did hear Matt encourage discourse. He encouraged one-on-one, interrelational discourse in our come and going, you know, students, parents, just in our normal lives, right? So I think that's where it's really going to happen. I'm not sure it happens like this quite as much. I think this is more of a chance for us to be helped to think through the issues and learn how to discourse better. Do you know what I mean? Because we're learning how to think through it in a clearer way. So I'm encouraged to be able to talk about this with whoever in a very civilized way, in a very respectful and dignified way. And I hope everybody here will be too.